Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about the disastrous lineup of the Gospel Coalition's 2025 conference. It is Alistair Begg, John Piper, and David Platt. And we've talked a lot about David Platt lately because of the documentaries that have been released about David Platt, and they've revealed some very damaging information to David Platt's public ministry persona. Even liberal media has turned on David Platt. Be sure to check out my videos on that. They're from last week. And I believe that story is going to continue to rise after the election. But we're going to talk about more about this disastrous lineup. David Platt is one major part of it, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But first, I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. This is our Patreon-like system. It's linked in the description below, and you can support us there. Also, check out my book, Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare. I talk a lot about Big Eva in this book, defining it, and providing alternative solutions to training up new pastors so they don't fall into this industrial trap. So that is something I do. I believe it's in chapters 3 and 4. But we're going to talk about this lineup here at the Gospel Coalition's 2025 conference. The Gospel Coalition is an online behemoth of a ministry. They are huge. People underestimate just how big the Gospel Coalition is. On a list of faith-based websites, they are top 50 in the country, which is huge. Only Desiring God, which is John Piper's ministry, is bigger in terms of non-Bible apps and Got Questions. So Got Questions is very much up there. A lot of Bible apps are up there. The Jehovah's Witness site is up there, but I believe that's like the official online version of that cult's Bible. So you have stuff like that is in the top 50, and the Gospel Coalition is also there. They are huge. They are huge. So, you know, there's a reason to expose them further as much as we can. This lineup, however, is just disastrous, and it needs to be called out for what it is. Alistair Begg got canceled from a lot of conferences and radio shows and stuff like that this past year because he advised a grandmother to attend a homosexual wedding. This got Alistair Begg canceled from a lot more reputable conferences, but the Gospel Coalition isn't interested in following suit. And they're interested in, you know, telling someone, having someone on who will lecture evangelicals about their lack of nuance that he has on this issue that they do not have. So I just think that's a bad choice. Alistair Begg should have been made to retire over his comments to that woman. That was a sin. He did not really repent of that sin. You hate to see that. It was a sign of weakness and compromise on a major pressing issue facing our culture right now. Ryan Kwan, he's definitely been around the woke block. I don't know who the next guy Kenneth Mwaga is. John Piper is woke. He's been woke since about 2016 when he basically wrote that, you know, in order to not be racist, you must be anti-racist. I talk a bit about this in my book. It's in chapter 1 of my book, Winning Not Winsome. But I've also done videos and articles on the same thing as well. John Piper is woke. Also along those lines, he's an Anabaptist. And I do believe that that matters. Like, this is a guy who kind of pioneered a bad response to the prosperity gospel. And I also think that you can draw a straight line from John Piper to David Platt. I believe there's a straight line. Even the preaching style is similar. Like John Piper, I can't stand listening to either. He's more tolerable than his successors that are, you know, David Platt and Francis Chan, but they are hard to listen to. So anyway, one last person on this list that we're going to talk about right here in this keynote speaker list, and that's David Platt. David Platt, we've talked a lot about David Platt, pastor out of McLean Bible Church, wrote the book Radical, which again does preach a poverty gospel. Radical is not a good book. It has some pretty abhorrent scenes in it, in my opinion. Like when he's celebrating this dude who led his pregnant wife overseas, and his wife died shortly after childbirth, and it does not say that they were martyred. So, but even if they were, my comments wouldn't change. David Platt pretty much lauds this man for his commitment for leading his wife, and who is pregnant, or you know, in just giving birth to a hostile environment, and she dies implicitly from complications due to pregnancy and childbirth, and he's celebrated, and that missionary celebrated. I just, no, man, that's not good. You shouldn't be so reckless and irresponsible with your own family. You might be a fantastic missionary, but he was a terrible husband and a father, that's for sure. I say that as a husband and a father. But David Platt celebrates that, and he has a lot of bad teachings in Radical. I should maybe do an entire video on just how bad Radical is as a book. It is, when it actually says something, because there's a long stretch of Radical that's just completely boring. He's not saying anything meaningful. And then he just drops some hot takes, and it's cringeworthy. And he does the whole starving child in Africa argument. This was a woke book back in 2010. I'm so glad that evangelicalism is finally questioning the legacy and impact of David Platt. But in my opinion, you don't get David Platt without John Piper. And it's, you know, David Platt also woke, by the way. He shut down his church and promoted Black Lives Matter rallies. So let's just go through a lot of these names here. I want to highlight Danny Akin, president of arguably the wokest seminary in the Southern Baptist Convention, which is the Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. And he's definitely played a role in Southern Baptist national politics, endorsing woke candidates and woke policy decisions. Sam Alberry, he is a side B theologian. He's a pastor at Emmanuel Nashville, which is one of the worst churches in the United States. It is a church that has Russell Moore as a theologian, you know, as a theologian in residence and stuff like that. It has Gavin Ortland. It has Ray Ortland. This is a terrible church full of terrible people. And Sam Alberry is one of those terrible people. This guy's been promoting and soft peddling, if not hard peddling, homosexuality in the church for many years. Jason Allen, I don't know as much about him. He might be one of the more theologically sound presidents of the Southern Baptist seminaries. He's a Midwestern. So that's Jason Allen. So he's a bigger name, not as much a problematic name. H.B. Charles, another Gospel Coalition figure. Scrolling down here, Ligon Duncan. I definitely want to highlight him. Ligon Duncan is extremely woke. This is the guy that said, you know, black people can't trust him because he's white and racist. And you know what? I'll take him at his word for it and hang him by it. You just can't trust a racist like Ligon Duncan. And so obviously he's extremely woke. For some reason, he still has a lot of cachet and a lot of reform circles, like, you know, John MacArthur's letting this guy preach at his conferences and stuff like that. You hate to see that. Rachel Gilson is a promoter of pronoun hospitality, another side B theologian. She was instrumental in some respects in the destruction of Crew, and peddling wokeness and side B theology and Crew. And we've talked a lot about side B theology and Crew this year as well. They supposedly have ended that curriculum that they were using that relies heavily on Preston Sprinkle, but there's no apologies, so there's no reason to continue to support that ministry, in my opinion. But back to the Gospel Coalition, let's highlight J.D. Greer. Again, this was a liberal Southern Baptist president who has openly supported female pastors. again, just one of the worst Southern Baptist presidents that the convention's ever had. He gave us a lot of bad presidents. Ed Litton copied him and was also similarly terrible at the job. Took an illegal third term also. So there's J.D. Greer. Obviously, he was also famously woke. He called Black Lives Matter a gospel issue and then tried to argue that, you know, people were trying to hijack the movement. The people who founded the movement were somehow hijacking it. Just ridiculous. Colin Hanson, big time over at the Gospel Coalition, he attacked churches for opening up in 2020. You hate to see that. And dude looks pretty effeminate also. Just pointing that out there. Let's see. As we go down the name, like, I don't want to get too exhaustive in all these people. I don't also know everyone on this list. But we definitely covered the major ones. Rebecca McLaughlin, another Keller Center fellow. Sam Alberry is also a part of the Keller Center, by the way. Another person who's pretty amenable to side B theology as well. Definitely want to talk about Patrick Miller, anti-Christian nationalist writer, very liberal. Gavin Ortland, very liberal, goes to one of the worst churches in America. Like I said, you know, local flood believer, someone who is written in Megan Basham's book about manipulative language on climate change. Trillia Neubelt, liberal ERLC, kind of came up in that circle. Paige Patterson was talking about her and, you know, calling her liberal, and he was recorded, you know, they're trying to label him racist for detecting that she was a liberal in part because she was a black woman. But hey, he was right. The stereotype was true in that case. And, you know, good on Paige Patterson for having a nose for these type of things. Never change, right? But anyway, as we're going down the list here, less significant names. Trevin Wax, he represented American evangelicalism at the Lausanne conference. He's also a double whammy here because he's part of the Gospel Coalition and the North American Mission Board. Andrew T. Walker, another woke academic. He's not the woke academic. I'm thinking someone else. Part of World Magazine and stuff like that. So different person than who I was thinking of. So a lot of names here. A lot of names here. So anyway, is this really the type of thing that Christians should be going to? Definitely not. But anyway, that is a quick rundown on this disastrous lineup for a Gospel Coalition conference. You hate to see that. Anyway, that's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray, the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this kind of content, do also subscribe to the channel or podcast if you are new. Have a blessed day, stay based, Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.